We're going to read from Romans 16, verse 17. It's very telling. Don't have my reading glasses on, so this is a struggle. No, actually, yeah, Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Now, a lot of people misunderstand that verse and say, oh, people that cause division. See, what does it say? People that cause division contrary to the doctrine that you have learned. So we're getting a Bible lesson here. So the Bible tells us to mark those and avoid them that don't keep sound doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine is instruction on how to live out the Christian faith. And I can tell you, as being an ex-evangelical, that the evangelical church and the non-denominational churches and the Roman Catholic churches and the other 40,000 flavors, they do not keep the doctrines of God. And so we are called to avoid them, meaning not unite to them, not sing and pray with them. And here's what's going on at Sin on the Hill. It's called City on the Hill. We call it Sin on the Hill. Here's what's going on. You're united to all types of false doctrine. Let me give you some examples. 97.3, they promote the Lutheran Church. It's one of their favored churches, right on their website. Martin Luther was a baby-baptizing, Jew-hating heretic that believed you should kill Jews. Adolf Hitler used Luther's writings to persecute the Jews. Go look it up. Martin Luther was not a biblical man. They promote his church. They promote at 97.3, who's putting this on, there's their cars right there, the New Apostolic Reformation. Kim Walker Smith from Bethel Church in California is going to be putting on a music conference for them. And Kim Walker Smith practiced, and Bethel Church Bill Johnson practiced grave soaking. Lay on a grave and suck power out of dead people. That's what this radio station promotes, and that's what Sin on a Hill is linked to. David Crowder, the music whore, is going to be here today. He's worth $7, $8 million selling the things of God. They aren't even godly music, but he's selling them. He's linked to Roman Catholicism in contemplative prayer and mysticism. So I'm teaching you that you're part of this that is linked to all this false doctrine that the Bible says you must flee and avoid. So this is why I'm telling you, you don't obey the gospel because you're not obeying Jesus Christ. You're not obeying what his word commands us to do. I'll read you another verse about unity and how we should have unity. Let me read you another verse. 1 Corinthians 1:10. And it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, when you read Romans 16, 17, and then you read 1 Corinthians 1:10, how can you be in unity here as you all believe different doctrines? Most of them are not even of God. And you're watching people like Skillet, who are more music whores. They were here Thursday. Yesterday, Casting Crowns. They're ecumenical. They teach false doctrine. They'll go and sing and do their whore show to sell music just about anywhere. How can you say that you're obeying God? You don't obey God's word. We'll read some verses about that in a bit, where Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me, and they're not of the world. So just giving you some Bible teaching here that your pastors and priests haven't taught you. If you're outside of the word of God, you're not in the will of God, and you're not in Jesus Christ. It's very simple. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And if you're not obeying the Word of God, which I'm proving over and over in here, you're not. By being here, by being part of the world, by being part of the church systems in America, you're in great danger. And because I love my neighbor, I want you to know the truth of God. I want you to know your peril, that the wrath of God is coming for all the children of disobedience. So test yourself to that. I'm going to have these audios up on my website along with videos from yesterday. You can go see my street preach from last year at my website and why this is unbiblical with a 10-point test. So you can test yourself there.